Federal officials are working their way through public comments on Papahanaumokuakea and other national monuments. Some say the fishing industry wants more input in what happens next. Civil Beat reporter Nathan Eagle has a reality check. Hi, Nathan.
Hi, Bethann. Good to be here.
Good to talk to you. Now, this is coming out of President Trump's executive order in consideration of maybe opening some of these protected places for fishing, for mining, ranching, all of that. And the public comment period is still ongoing, but they've had a lot of comments so far.
They've had a ton, and I actually just checked this morning, and it's hundreds of thousands more even than just earlier this week. We've now topped the 1 million comment mark.
That's a lot of comments, but when you say comments, these could be comments from anyone, really. Some of the questions that arise from your article this morning is really, is it just the number of comments that tell the story, or are we really talking about the source of those comments and who among those comments has more weight?
Well, that depends who you ask. You know, some say, hey, look, there is overwhelming support to just leave all these monuments alone. There's 27 that are under review, including some out here in Hawaii, Papahanaumokuakea being one of them. But if you talk to the commercial fishing industry, and in particular the Western Pacific Regional Fishery Management Council, which manages all these waters out here in the Western and Central Pacific, they're saying, hey, we are in this every day. We're dealing with this every day. We know these issues. Our voice should probably count for more. One of the members even went so far as to say, we should have more influence than fourth graders from Kansas.
Oh, that's okay, a little cold, but the point being made that because they have so much to do with this area and would obviously like to see it have greater expansion so that they can do what they've wanted to do, the whole issue of how much or how many rights they have to fishing in there is really the issue, isn't it?
It is. It absolutely is. Yeah, they've got their own interests that they're looking out for, of course. That council is very heavily on the side of commercial fishing interests, so they're keen to open up at least the expanded portion of the monument out here to some commercial fishing at least.
At this point, since we still have a few more weeks for this to go, it's July 10th or 12th, somewhere in there?
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, they just opened a new comment period Monday that the public can comment on for just 11 marine monuments until July 26th. The previous one that has like all 27 national monuments, that comment period expires July 10th.
Is that a little confusing to people when they think that they're commenting on one and maybe commenting on all?
It's very confusing. The advice that a NOAA official, Mike Tosato, gave me was to encourage people to comment on the broader one if they can. That's the one that expires July 10th. That's the initial one where you'll see certain monuments up for review. There's a link to that in the story.
But at this point, seeing this overwhelming desire to have all of these monuments left alone, any input as to or intel as to how much weight that's really going to carry?
You know, it's hard to tell. There's been so few signs or indications on what the administration intends to do out here or with some of the marine monuments in general. One of the things we can look at is Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke recommending the scaling back of Utah's Bears Ears National Monument. So that might be a little indication that it's, as opposed to undoing a monument, they're maybe more looking at scaling back a portion.
Right. We're not talking about even having a great deal of history with undoing a monument, but changing it, that's a different story. We'll see if this makes a difference. Thanks, Nathan. Have a good weekend.
Thank you. You too.
Nathan Eagle joined us from civilbeat.org with today's reality check.